It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Pretty big weekend for the Cardinals. They did not do well on Saturday, but they won the game against the Cubs on Friday in dramatic fashion. Yesterday took care of business, so they win that series, taking 2 out of 3. The Rangers in town. Cusimano is going to join us here in just a few minutes. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. The NHL and the NBA Finals are set. Sue mentioned that in Sue's News. And the Battlehawks are actually getting ready for the playoffs. So we love this next guest because he's such an expert on a lot of things related to different cases in crime and also politics. Paul Morrow, Fox News contributor, and he writes at theopsdesk.org. He founded that. But Paul, we're so fascinated that you're in Vegas for something called CrimeCon 2026 because we find that fascinating. How are you this afternoon?
I am good, Mark. Thank you for having me.
How long have they done this thing, this CrimeCon thing? It's not exactly new, right?
No, it's not. It's apparently been going on a long time. I never heard of it until, like, I think last year was the first time I heard of it. Somebody had to explain to me what it was. And I'll confess to some skepticism. You know, I didn't know what it was going to be about and if it was actually anything more than some sort of ghoulish obsession
right.
Crime. And but it's not, actually. It's a lot more. There's a lot more to it than I realized. There are victims advocacy groups there. There's a lot of police-related groups there. There's technology groups there, people doing real deep-dive DNA to try to solve cold cases. Missing and exploited children's advocates from some of those institutions that are out there. So I have to say, I was really, I went last year. I was pleasantly surprised. I was working for Fox, and then, I went back this year, and it has grown, and it's a worthwhile event from where I sit.
Did you participate or did you lead a panel on the Nancy Guthrie case? Is that what Fred might have told me?
Yes, I did. So we went up, had a panel on sort of just to review the facts and talked about a little bit about where the case may be going, all of which is speculative, of course. And, you know, a lot of the information that is likely going to direct the case is not public. But nonetheless, going off of what we knew, we had an audience of about 600-700 people, I think. And they were in this big auditorium. We took questions and it was very interesting to review that case, which is not quite a cold case, but obviously one that's still of tremendous interest. So it was myself and my co-hosts from the weekly rap sheet on Fox Nation. That's the Fox streaming service.
Sue wanted to know if you met Keith Morrison, because he's one of her favorites.
That's
he had
really
to be there. Was
what
he there?
It's about, Paul.
Yeah.
Is he the older guy that's on, like, Mineral 2020 or Dateline or one of those things?
Yeah, he's Dateline. He's so well-known, and he was Matthew Perry's stepfather, but he has the voice that – he's just the voice, capital T, capital V.
I'm pretty sure I know him. You know, people were shocked that I didn't know I'm just going to reveal some ignorance. I should know this stuff now because I'm in media, but, like, coming out of the police world and the intelligence world, et cetera – people were asking, were nudging me and saying, oh, look, it's so-and-so, and everybody had to explain to me who these people are. And I'm not disparaging them. They're all professionals. They were all uniformly gracious. But I apologize. I didn't know who they were, you know, and I'm sure they didn't know who I was. So, you know, it was that kind of an event.
Well, because
it was very edifying.
One of the things that I read about it, because, you know, fans will come to this and then they want to meet people like the true crime podcasters and some
right.
of the authors. And now it's, you know, YouTubers. My daughter talks about YouTubers all the time. So that's part of the appeal for some of the fans. And I guess they held I don't know if you went to the banquet. Chris Hansen hosted that, and they awarded documentaries, podcasts, and advocacy work. So it sounds interesting, for sure.
Yeah, Chris I actually know, because he's been on Fox. I met him in a green room, and him I knew, and he was out there, and a big tall cat, and he's a very nice guy. I met him last year. Actually, I interviewed him last year, and I actually did go to the banquet. My co-host, Josh Ritter, was up for an award for his podcast, which, alas, he did not win. He was robbed. But that said, it was, I went to the bank. It was a big deal, man. I mean, there had to be 1,000 people in that room. All these, much like the Academy Awards. That's what it felt like.
Do you have any fun out there? The whole thing was at Caesars. I was there the week before. We just missed each other, Paul, by a week.
Well, all you would have seen is me running around panel to panel, you know, going to all these various events and then stopping off at the various blackjack tables to get fleeced. So,
Paul,
you didn't miss much. Yeah. I got destroyed.
I understand that there are a lot of YouTubers now or people with podcasts who are just random people who are trying to work on these on the Nancy Guthrie case. Any interesting case? That's really become a subculture.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, in fact, they had those groups there, and you know, I guess like the expectation that was for me to disparage them and say, "Oh, these people are not professionals; they don't know what they're doing." But I've seen instances, I've seen chats, and I've seen, you know, Reddit threads and things like that, where I say to myself, "Well, that's a pretty good point this person is making. I hadn't heard that, or I hadn't thought of it." So, I mean, think about the Koberger case, the horrific murder of the four co-eds out in Idaho. There were people who came forward who said, I think this guy was on a thread that we were all on talking about that case. And lo and behold, it was him.
Really? Wow.
And if I recall, I think it came out in the trial. I think that, in the prep for the trial, I think it was part of the discovery, you know, before he pled. So, and actually, while I was out there, I got to interview and reacquaint myself with Steve Gonsalves, who I had met during the investigation into the Idaho case. He is the father of one of the victims, and you know, it was good to see him. He was looking good, you know, feeling strong, advocating for his daughter and for crime victims. So it was that kind of a thing. Like, it does not feel exploitative at all. And if you're in the business, whether it's media or cold case, a lot of cold case stuff where people are crowdsourcing stuff, just as you say. So,
well, we've got, you know, we even have our St. Louis prosecutor, St. Louis County prosecutor, who has made it a bit of a mission to open some cold cases from around here. So I know that that's something that even our local agencies, you know, are working on. It's always fascinating to find out how those are solved. Let me take you back to your part of the country in Newark, New Jersey. I keep seeing this video. I don't even know how much outside of Fox this has been covered, but this whole situation at Delaney Hall, where you've had these protesters just acting as they usually do, just ridiculous. And then you see the menu and the way that these people are treated in Delaney Hall, and it's probably they're being treated better than most people that live in some, you know, apartment complexes. They're not being mistreated, but you still have these agitators that are getting into it with law enforcement, and they want to fight, don't they, Paul? They seem to really want to fight.
They do. These are professional agitators, as we've seen so many times, and what's so galling is that the progressive politicians in the area all go down there to get their ticket punched to be shown on TV, including Hakeem Jeffries, who should know better.
Right.
And the reason they do all of this stuff, these protesters, is because their livelihood. They get paid to do it. They get bussed across the country or they fly. I've dealt with these people. And they are nowhere near the sort of devoted, edgy activists that they would have you believe. Many of them come from moneyed families and in some cases trust fund families. You know, they're out there looking to fight with the police. That's why they go. And I think one of the things that's so important about Fox's reporting is that it demonstrates those facts. But also, I think a lot of even the progressive left says to themselves, hey, wait a minute. That's who these people are,
right?
And that's how these migrants are getting treated. They have all of these benefits. They're getting free hots in a cot. They're getting catered food and all this other stuff. We have people who are not illegal, who are not committing crimes, and they don't get treated anywhere near as well. And so I think the word is getting out that these people are bad news. They're just trying to incite another Minnesota situation for their own benefit.
And here's the guy, and I guess this guy has been arrested at this point, but listen to what he's shouting.
Family's dead! Come on! Our children, your wife, come on! All dead!
Put your... My boy!
I have your face, mother... You're dead! Dead!
Also threatened the, you know, the family. I'm going to try. I mean, I guess he was arrested. I'm not sure what the charge would be, but these are vile protesters. And to your point, maybe they are being exposed a little bit. That might be the only good thing.
It is. And a guy like that, he's out. His name is out. The indictment's up on, at least the press release is up online. He's not indicted yet, but he will be. It's all on video. He's going to wish pretty soon that his conditions were as good as those enjoyed by the migrants inside the Miami Center, because he's going to be in federal prison soon, and it's not going to be anywhere near as cushy. It won't be anywhere near as scrutinized. And that guy is a very good example of what I was just talking about. He's from a place called Valley Stream, just outside of New York City, Nassau County. Nassau County is rated number one, the safest county in America. Number two, it is one of the richest counties in America. Valley Stream has a median household income of $120,000-something. $121,005, someplace in that area. That's where he comes from. This is a guy from a privileged background who chose this lifestyle for some sense of mission, misguided. He's been in jail before. He knows better. He put up online that he was crying in jail and he was going to change his life. Obviously, he hasn't. Very emblematic of what we're dealing with here. And notice it's always the same narrative, right? It's always outside agitators, which is exactly what, of course, Mikey Sherrill defaulted to. Outside agitators, well, there are some locals, too. They want to deflect the blame. And then it's always conditions, conditions in the prison, conditions in the detention facility. That's the same line they used on Guantanamo Bay during the war on terror against DOJ relative to Al-Qaeda terrorists. It's the same line they used here in New York during the riots of 2020 in the BLM George Floyd era. And it's always the same thing. And it just gives them something to bark about. The media picks it up and exacerbates it, and it becomes received wisdom.
It happened here when Cori Bush was first elected, and our former mayor Tashara Jones and the terrible circuit attorney we had, Kim Gardner, they all went down the first weekend after the election. They went down to meet the prisoners about conditions at something called the Workhouse. They didn't talk about the people who were victims of crime. They wanted to deal with the criminals first, and that was rather consistent with all three of those officials. Paul, always great to have you on. I'm glad that you survived the trip. It sounds like you lost a little money. Got to earn that back at theopsdesk.org, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll see you. Cusimano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.